The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and I'm your host, John Ryan. And today we're going to have a very exciting show, but before we get to our show, I always like to bring everybody up to date, on what Project Independence is. And Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And they do that with so many partnerships that they've created around the town. We have transportation for shopping and transportation for doctor visits. And actually, if I'm not mistaken, we've gone over 200,000 cab rides since its inception, which is tremendous, taking people. Shopping is free, and to doctor appointments is a nominal charge. But social work services, social workers will come to your house, take blood pressure screenings, all the different things that people, you know, that you may need a person to drive you around, they will come to you. And one of the major things that happened in the spring is TRI, which is an organization we're involved in, does light repair and cleaning around the house. I mean, if you need your gutters done, come the fall. You need your air conditioner taken out of the window. Things that just may be a little too much for a senior to stretch and move the air conditioner and possibly hurt themselves, you can call 311 and they'll send somebody over and, you know, they'll help out. It's just like, you know, it's having an adult child in the house without having to feed them. So I mean, it really is. It's a tremendous benefit. The amount of services that get incorporated into Project Independence, the 311 call center has gotten over 1 million calls since its inception, and almost half of them are for Project Independence. So it really is. It's a tremendous, tremendous outreach from the town under Supervisor Judy Bosworth. She continues to enhance, you know, the various services it offers, and it really is a tremendous opportunity. We also, later on in the program, have the Christina Luce Show. But we have Christina here with us this morning to say hello.
Hello, good morning.
And it's like bringing in a celebrity right from her tour of Montauk.
Jet setter, what can I say?
From the tour of Montauk, where she spent a couple of days re-energizing.
Yes,
re-energizing. Because every person that comes on this program comes via Christina. And actually, you know what? Do you want to switch?
Yeah, let me, or we can keep going. Our first, our co-host is just running a little late, and he's gonna be our first guest. So we'll hang out a little bit. He's shortly coming in. It's a little hard to find this place.
Okay. For anybody who doesn't know, we're at the LIU CW.
Yes, LIU Post.
LIU Post, yes. Campus. And so when you come into on the campus, you have to drive to the back. So, but
yes.
I mean, there's a huge radio tower.
Absolutely, that's what I say. So when in doubt, look at the radio tower.
So, it's not
but
like
it's
pool.
Been, listen, we have on our next guest, who will come at 10:30, is a wonderful, she's the new director over at the Port Washington Senior Center.
Oh.
So it'll be exciting to kind of hear what they're doing there. I mean, it's a wonderful facility. So we're just trying to get people out there and certainly.
Linda's new?
Yes. Yeah, well, I mean, relatively.
Okay.
She's been there. I'm not sure she'll tell us how long she's been there for now. But yeah, so it's really, it's quite the jam-packed show.
And one thing that we will talk about is we are always looking for co-hosts.
Absolutely.
So if you're a senior in the town of North Hempstead and you want to come in and give it a try, because it really turns out it's a fun morning.
Mm-hmm.
When people come in, the guests, so it's educational from a guest perspective, and it's always a good time. But now one of the things that I'm going to talk about for a minute then, if it's okay, is Project Safe.
Sure.
Because actually in... coming in the fall, we have three at the Bristols, mm-hmm. three at the JCCs.
And for anyone that doesn't know Project SAFE, it's Seniors Against Financial Exploitation is
right.
what it stands for.
And from a senior perspective, you know, you always have to be aware that people are trying to steal your money. It's a terrible, terrible thing. But now they're giving an estimate that it's $36 to $40 billion a year gets taken from seniors, which is amazing. And then on top of that, there's another $17 billion, and they don't know if they're incorporating this or not, that gets taken from seniors, and this is from the Department of Labor, via overcharging them in IRA accounts. So at the end of the day, the most important thing that we'd want to put across is that every senior listening has to be cognizant of the fact that there are people out there that are always looking to take care, separate you from your money. And one of the scams that's going on right now is for anybody who's new to a computer, and unfortunately the seniors are, it either pops up on the computer or you get a phone call. Stay in there with Microsoft or somebody.
Yeah, it's really a popular one.
And you have...
My family have actually received that call as well. Yeah. My aunt received that call, and she actually was very close to falling for it. And she's quite a savvy woman. They get you all worked up. And, you know, the bottom line is Microsoft isn't going to be calling you directly.
That's the point. Everybody has... They don't send, you know, on the computer I get these things, you're going to get a virus or somebody's hacking in. You just ignore them. You close it down. And you keep moving
forward. And when in doubt, you call Microsoft yourself. You know,
right.
That's what I always say. The best bet is, hey, let me take your phone number and I will give you a call back. And if they are legitimate for some reason, they will give you, you know, their phone number.
2 years ago, when I shifted offices, my office computer, I'm really not computer literate. And so putting all the new stuff on, whatever I was doing. And then when I went to open up a Word document, it was all gibberish.
I remember.
It was, they held it for ransom. I actually received an email that if I paid them so much money, they would give me the code to break down and put it back into something I could read. Now, fortunately, the stuff that I had was just my personal stuff. It was no, so I said, forget it. And I had to download everything, get rid of everything on that computer, and start from scratch.
It's like my worst nightmare.
And then put one of those,
like a
protection
thing. Yeah, the virus protection.
Yeah, because I didn't have any of that. And you just make a mistake. And there was no, I don't remember what I did, but I, you know, when you're installing something, I'm just hitting yes, yes.
Of course.
Hit
no,
yes
it's
to everything.
Easy to get, like, you know, sucked in. It's only a couple of clicks and boom, you know. But actually, what's good timing is in the fall, in October, you had sent me an article with FINRA and trying to get someone to come on.
Oh, really?
So we have someone who'll be coming on. Her name is Jerry Walsh. She's the senior vice president over at FINRA, and she's going to actually call in to talk about, you know, personal finance tips for seniors and also on the fraud side and scam side as well. So.
Wow, that's tremendous.
Yes.
That, just as an aside, Christina finds anybody.
I have a private eye. It's another
really?
Hat.
what happened, I read this article, they were making some changes at FINRA, and I realized it's an important conversation to have. And I said to Christina, I sent her an email. I said, if you can get one of the people to come on, because this is coming right from the horse's mouth, excuse the expression, but it's the truth. They see it. And that's who you're going to wind up going to some sort of arbitration
if
somebody's taking advantage
of
you.
Yeah, so it's definitely a good interview.
When is that going to be?
That's October 19th.
Cool.
Yes, we're already in October.
I know, it's amazing. I saw that. It's ridiculous. But the other side of it, which we always try to stress with people too, a lot of people go to senior centers. Don't be afraid to ask the people that you're having lunch with that are in the Mahjong group, they're in the poker, whatever it is, the dance class, the Zumba. You don't have to divulge anything personal. But just say, you know, I got a call last night from such and such
Absolutely.
A person. Does that make sense to you? And one of the stories we tell all the time, which is terrible, is, and this came from Ann Margaret, actually, Carosa, who's been on here at the show. When a man was getting his paperwork done later on in life, his kids started looking over the stuff, and they found a check that was written every month for like $100 and some odd. And they didn't know who it was written to, and they said, Dad, where is this check going to? So I'm paraphrasing a bit, but it's basically the story. So he says, that's the copyright fee I have to pay to sing in the choir. He was singing in his church choir. Somebody contacted him and said he's singing copyrighted songs and he could go to jail. If he didn't want to go to jail and wanted to stay in the choir, he had to pay didn't make it a crazy amount, something very affordable, $100 and some odd a month on the months that he sang. And he started doing it, knew his years that he was doing it. And then when they finally were doing a financial review for him, they came across this. The kids asked him, you know, what are you doing with this? He told them. And they said, Dad, you're out of your mind. But it's too late.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not saying it was millions of dollars.
No, but it's still something. It's something that, you know, listen, everything matters. You know, some people are on fixed incomes. It's difficult to get these things cleared up is such a hassle. You know, once you do figure it out, you know, so it's, we really, that was the best thing, because in our advisory committees, we always tell people, and they do this, a lot of our, you know, our Project Independent seniors are really, you know, active and voice their concerns and whatever goes on. But they bring it to the advisory committees, and we had a whole discussion, I remember, once, and it was just about all these different things that people had experience, and there'd be these similarities, and it's the best place to kind of get the word out there. Then they tell their friends, and
right.
you know, it kind of just spreads, you know, awareness to these horrible things.
That's the way to start. I mean, it's amazing because you would think nobody would get scammed,
right?
But I was at a meet, and this is another true story. Not a meeting. I was at like a neighborhood barbecue a week or two ago, and I was at a wedding with these people 2 months earlier. So at the wedding, I started talking about Project Independence because everybody there was like 70. Nobody heard about it. All Great Neck people. Nobody heard about it. So since that time, every one of these people have told other people in Great Neck.
Yeah.
And I know some of them have joined. So last week I was at a barbecue with a group of people, also basically 70 and over. And they wanted to know, how does Project Independence get advertised? Because if they hadn't heard it from it about heard of it from me, they wouldn't have known about it. And I said, because you're not paying attention.
Right.
It's there. It's the amount of paper that goes out, the amount of announcements, and all of them have gotten a service since I brought it to their attention.
Yeah. Oh, great. Well, that's, you know, but it's interesting you said that because we have a survey of Project Independence that, you know, when you become a member, you could fill it out or not fill it out. And that's just, especially in the beginning, that's how we geared a lot of programming because we would have, you know, aggregate all the data.
Right, right.
And that's how you would kind of see where the main concern was. That's how the transportation, we realized, was a major issue into aging in place.
Right.
That's how the transportation program came out. But we always ask, how'd you hear about Project Independence? And the highest percentage is always a relative, a family, friend,
a
neighbor.
Okay.
You know, so it's really word of mouth at the end of the day. Which is still, you know, the thing.
You know,
so
you don't pay attention to it.
Right.
You know, you might pass it over, you're not even paying attention. Then somebody says, this is a great program. What program? I never heard of it. Well, you get a
and
flyer
I think too,
from Judy.
Right.
Every town resident gets one maybe twice a year in her mailings.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got the town sends out mailings, Project Independence sends out our newsletters.
Right,
you
newsletter.
Know, so there's certainly, it's just pay attention, you know. But I think what people relate to is when you do hear from your neighbor, oh, I use this, or it makes it more personal, and you can kind of, you know, it's different than reading it on a paper. So we always urge everyone out there, we call them our Project Independence ambassadors, to kind of get out there and
that's the truth.
And really spread the
word.
One
of the best services is the TRI service.
It's the best, yeah.
I mean, anybody who uses it passes it on. Not only does it benefit the senior, which is what I was talking about earlier, and taking an air conditioner, fixing a light bulb, silly things, it's the TRI people benefit because it's a training institute. And a lot of the people there are going to be moving on to different jobs. So this is one of those things where the senior who needs a service is actually doing a service for the person coming to the house. And everybody comes, they've been vetted, and they all come with a supervisor. And I think I've said it. Last year I used them for Christmas decorations. Mm-hmm. Supervisor came, nice man, and he waited downstairs. And they, you know, they hit a point where you just can't move stuff.
Of course.
No,
and there's little, you know, it's really essential. You know, we always say we take advantage of things, you know, changing a light bulb. I mean, ceilings are high. We always say we fall preventions. Don't stand on step stools. Don't do this. You know, so you need to have a service that literally they can come in, change that. While they're doing that, they change the batteries in your smoke detectors or, you know, so there's all these things that really enable you to age in place safely.
My mother, this is going back 20 years ago. They had a house in Centerport, and obviously it wasn't they bought it, but, you know, in between the walls, it was just sheetrock, and she was up changing a bulb or something. I don't know what she was doing, but she was nuts, my mother, cleaning, always cleaning. On a step stool, she fell off the step stool, went through the wall.
Oh, my God.
It was just sheetrock on two sides. There was no, you know, there was no in between. It was just junk. Went through the wall and came out on the other side. Not came out completely. You just broke through. But it was amazing. But nevertheless, that's my mother's story.
That's right.
Actually, we're ready for take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.